From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump warned American businesses again Sunday that if they move their operations overseas, they would face a 35% tax if they then try to sell their products back in the U.S. In a series of Twitter comments, Trump said he plans to substantially reduce taxes and regulations on businesses. But he said that any company that fires its employees, builds a new factory or plant in another country, and then thinks it will sell its product back into the U.S. without retribution or consequence is wrong. The billionaire real estate mogul, who assumes power January 20th, said the border tax on products manufactured in other countries will make leaving financially difficult. Please be forewarned prior to making a very expensive mistake. The U.S. has lost 5 million manufacturing jobs since 2000, many to automation and some to overseas locations, where company owners are paying workers substantially less than they have been in the United States. Donald Trump's team downplayed the significance of the president-elect's telephone conversation with President Tsai Ing-wen of Taiwan, with which the United States has had no formal diplomatic ties since 1979. Trump's tweet on Friday announcing a telephone conversation with President Tsai stoked questions as to whether he intends to alter America's longstanding acknowledgement of Beijing's one-China policy that precludes any official recognition of Taiwan. But while saying the controversy is overblown, Vice President-elect Mike Pence did not dispute that Trump intends a more assertive U.S. posture towards China. VOA News.